It's the Inside Track. We're down at the Quincy Raceway's car show. We timed it just right. Got done talking with Matt Bailey and up and walked Lonnie. So we get a chance to talk with him for a minute, too. Lonnie, thanks for talking with us.
You bet, Dave. It's been a good evening.
What do you got planned this season? We were just talking with Matt there and said you're going to be guiding him a little bit on Sunday nights, running there at 34 on Saturdays.
Yeah, our plan is to do the IMCA stuff in Burlington on Saturday nights and run some Deary stuff in the area. And then I help Matt here at Quincy on Sundays and see how it goes in the car count, et cetera. And then they'll let me know if I want to, go ahead and try it myself. But just kind of fill it out and see how it goes. And since it's all new deal, tires and stuff, it's going to take some extra help. So I think he could use it.
Going to venture out from other than Burlington any, or just going to have to kind of wait and see?
Burlington, and like I say, we'll do some of the Deary shows, in the Quad Cities, close by. And I think that'd be real good.
Who are you going to have helping you?
The help that we have, we got four guys, and, they got families too. So, we got Steve Nelson, Steve Rush, Bob Reinberger, and I. So, we're kind of low on help as well, but I think it'll work out well.
How are you thinking? What are you thinking about this, the late model change here at Quincy?
I hope it's going to work out. It's just not only Quincy that's got low car count. I think it's all the tracks. We got tracks not even opening up this year. I just have to see. I think it's going to start out busy, but I think we're going to be back to the same amount of cars, 12, 14 cars at the end of the season or mid-season. It's going to be more expensive, much more expensive. I just bought four tires, and they're $100 and $150 a piece, and we're used to paying $100 a piece. So the cost is definitely going to be there, and the motors are higher. I think when you get in crashes, the crashes are going to be harder. You're going to tear up more, and it's going to take some money to put them together. And with the economy and stuff, I think we're going to see that hurt the car count.
It's always been a challenge, hasn't it, with where Quincy sits? Always this geographic spot we're in right here is always on the borderline of a couple different sanctioned bodies, and it's always been an issue, hasn't it?
It has. It's always been a Sunday night racing, and like I say, at the beginning of the season, points ain't started, some other tracks. Those guys are going to venture down and do some running, get a little time on the track, but again, I think it's going to go back to the same old deal, just 12, 14 cars, and that's about all it's going to support, I think.
Who are you going to have for sponsors on your car this year? I know you've got some that been pretty loyal with you over the years.
Oh, yeah. We always have Triple R Performance. We got JGT Auto Sales, Kelly's Tavern, Tower of Pizza, Fastenal, Red Wing Shoe, Burns and Lumber, Grant's Auto and Tire. And, we just got a good group of sponsors that's hung with us. Them are all long-term people that's been with us for 20-plus years, and, I just can't ask for anything more.
Lonnie Bailey, thanks for talking with us, and wish you the best of luck this season.
Dave, have a good evening. Thank you.